Hello, and welcome to the Propagation Prediction Report for November 2009. I'm Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Well, as always, let's start by looking at the solar details for the last 30 days. And we had a solar flux low of 70 and a high of 82, and that was around about the 26th to the 28th October. Corresponded quite nicely with CQ Worldwide SSB. Which resulted in some very, very good contacts indeed. The bands opened up, even 10 metres opened up, worked about 30 countries on 10. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but let's look at the geomagnetic conditions at middle latitudes. Well, we had a low of 0 and a high of 12 on the 22nd of October as measured at Frederiksberg. Now, the sunspot number has remained at zero for many, many days since the high. We've had very, very little activity whatsoever. Sunspot 1030, 1030 didn't really amount to much at all. The good news is that earlier we had some very, very good conditions around about the 26th, 28th of October due to sunspot 1029. And that's now coming around the sun again. The stereo spacecraft, NASA's stereo spacecraft, is showing that it's coming around. So I'm just wondering whether we can expect some new highs around about the 21st of November. Because the sun rotates once every 27 days, so it's going to be coming around again. So do look for good conditions around about the 21st, 22nd of November, and you'll soon know, because the solar flux index will go up from the sort of muddy grounds of 71 that we're seeing right now to mid-80s, maybe even higher, which will spell good news for the HF bands. So what are you going to be able to work this month? Well, I think the highlight of this month right now is two highlights, really. One is the XR0YD expedition to Easter Island, which is taking place between October the 31st and November the 15th. So as I'm recording this, you still have a few days to try and work that D expedition. This is a lightweight, small expedition with only six operators, but they've been very, very active, as the DX cluster will show you. Now, the other one that you can try and work now in this next 30 days is TX3A, which is active from Chesterfield Islands, and they're going to be active until early December 2009. This is another simple low-band de-expedition that's being conducted by AA7JV and HA7RY. And again, they're very active. They're being spotted an awful lot on the cluster, so do have a look for TX3A. Okay, so what can we say about the rest of the bands for this period in time? Well, we're really now entering the winter period, and these are the periods when the low bands, that's 160 metres, 80 metres and 40 metres, come into their own. And the last two winters have seen some great low band propagation, with stations in the USA and the Caribbean being worked on 80 metres in the UK well after sunrise. So generally, winter is a good time for east-west paths on HF2. So let's look at the conditions on band, or each band, one by one. Well, on 160 metres, that's 1.8 megs or top band, solar absorption will prevent skip, or much skip, during the daylight hours. You should be able to work other local stations out to around 50 to 80 miles via ground wave. The band will open around sunset, with openings up to around 1,300 miles should be possible, with frequent openings up to 2,300 miles or further. And this is really going to be perhaps one of the last winters for fantastic top band propagation, as Solar Cycle 24 picks up. And solar activity picks up, we can expect to see more solar flare activity, which is going to hit the band quite dramatically. So please, please, please do make the most of top band this winter. Now, 80 metres, 3.5 megs, expect a similar pattern to top band, with DX openings at night, with peaks around midnight, and around sunrise, that's so-called grey line openings. Openings around your locality out to around 500 miles should be possible during the day, and between 750 and 2300 miles at night. If you're trying to work just local stations on 80 meters, a low horizontal antenna will be useful for relatively local, near vertical incident skywave signals. But for lower angle radiation, for DX, perhaps in the middle of the night, a vertical might be better. Okay, going up to 40 metres, 7 megs, also another great DX band this time of year. And 40 metres should open to DX in an easterly direction during late afternoon and towards the south at sunset. Paths during the afternoon may include some very, very good DX in midwinter. And openings to the west, including Long Path, should be possible after midnight and should peak just before sunrise. You may find relatively local contacts should be possible during the day, although the low critical frequencies we're getting may mean it's difficult to talk to other stations in your country, while perfectly possible to talk to stations that are further afield. Now, 20 metres is likely to provide good DX openings during the hours of daylight. Peak conditions will be a couple of hours after sunrise for parts to the east and a couple of hours before sunset for parts to the west. You can expect some DX openings after sunset, but they're not going to be as active, or the band's not going to be as active after sunset as it has been in the summer. 70 metres, 50 metres, again, should provide fairly good DX openings during daylight hours, although 50 metres may struggle to open at all on some days if the flux doesn't rise above 80. The period from noon to late afternoon may be your best times, and both bands are likely to close at sunset and remain closed until sometime after sunrise the following day. Now, 10 metres and 12 metres, 24 megs, 28 megs, not going to be very good if this flux stays in the low 70s, although there will be days when there are occasional brief openings to DX. But as we showed, or as we saw with CQ Worldwide SSB, with the flux in the mid-80s or higher, the band really comes alive, and you're going to be working an awful lot of DX. As I said, in CQ Worldwide, managed to work about 30 countries on 10 metres. Wasn't trying very hard, very, very simple antennas, but the band just came alive. So expect to see some good DX openings on 10 meters, especially if the flux heads towards high 80s, 90s, or hopefully even higher. Tend to get transatlantic DX on 10 meters this time of year if the flux can go over 100, so fingers crossed. Anyway, that's it for this month. This is Steve Nichols, G0KYA, wishing you good DX and best 73.